Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys are all here, safe and sound, and hopefully in one piece. As you can see, we got the opportunity this morning to share in one of the ordinances of the church that Christ gave to us, which is communion, and we'll be doing that at the end of the service. And what goes along with that is food. So it's a great thing. So after the service, we'll have our regular fellowship time with drinks, and then we'll go into our Sunday school time. And then we'll also, after Sunday school, have our carry-in dinner. If you forgot, that's okay. Stick around. It'll be a good time. Because after the carry-in dinner, you can see there, there's in our announcement section, there's a congregational meeting, informational congregational meeting, to discuss the proposed building expansion. We'll have some visuals and different things like that. So come and stay for that. Even if you aren't a member, you can sit in on that and be able to just learn a little bit about where we hope to go with our church and in this community. Also, the Centennial Committee is still looking for some information and memorabilia. If you got any of that, give that to the people of the board, and their names are listed there in the bulletin. If you have financial records for the church, get those books turned in so that way we can get that ready for the annual meeting, which is on October 15th. That's Wednesday at 7 o'clock. There after everything else we got going on Wednesdays. So that's all the announcements that are in the bulletin. Are there anything else that anybody else would have? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship. And our call to worship is from John 14, and it's verses 1 through 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
Well, good morning again. Grateful that you've chosen to be worshiping with us today. Not sure everyone's awake yet. But we're going to sing number 488 together. Ask you to stand with me, please. Look either in your hymn book or on the screen. Number 488, He Keeps Me Singing. Within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked with sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes it leads me through this deep, trials fall us the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Very good singing. If you'll take this time to greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again, and we're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us. It seems like we haven't seen each other in a while as we were greeting one another. It is good to reconnect. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. So if you have any, I will receive them from you, and we'll be praying in a bit. Yes, June.
We've got a couple praises. We're here for one
day. Amen. Amen. That's awesome.
And my sister-in-law, Diane Sanger, had her knee replacement surgery this week, and it went well, and they're back home again. Tired, but they're doing well.
So we are grateful to see Ron and June back. Ron is slowly healing, so it's good to see, not just upright, but now being able to sleep horizontal, so that's good. But we'll continue to pray for his healing, and then their sister-in-law, Diane Sanger, had her knee replacement. No, that's been a long journey for her to get over some of the other things, to get prepared for this, and glad that it went well, and we'll pray for healing. And those that have gone through the knee replacement know the next steps of PT and things like that, but just let her know it does get better. Any other prayer requests or praises? Okay. Well, let her know we keep praying. Oh, good. Don.
Continue to pray for my mom. We moved her into the nursing home here, two or three weeks ago, I guess. She was very uneasy about going in there, but she started to adjust. She's got a great roommate, so she's starting to settle in. But she's been following a lot, so we got to.
So we continue to pray for Don's mom, Gladys. with some of the falling issues she's had, they've moved her into the nursing home here in town. And so we will pray for her adjustment. She seems the last couple of weeks, it's gotten better, but we'll be praying for her. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. We will pray accordingly that Shirley got an injection in her left knee to help with some of the pain, but in the process discovered that she has a blood clot in her left ankle, and so we'll be praying for that to resolve, as well as the cortisone shot to help. So, other prayer requests, Sherry. So the reminder of things going on in our world that don't always get into our on our news. There is a horrendous persecution going on in Nigeria, and the reminder that our very first missionary sent from our church was Jean Day and her husband, and they ministered in Nigeria. And so it would be children and grandchildren of them, those that they had ministered to, that are facing the persecution. And we do pray for the persecuted church. I know Syria is also a terrible place as well, that God would relieve them from the persecution. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. So Bonnie's sister Dixie had back surgery a couple of days ago, so we will pray for comfort, but also for healing in this process. Hopefully she also finds relief. Other prayer requests or praises? Ah, Janelle. May 26th?
Yep.
Okay, because...
Oh,
May 31st. Okay. I knew about the engagement, but I'd heard the date was somewhat secret. So, okay. So we... Okay, well, I hope not. It just went out into the world. But we do rejoice. And her fiancé's first name?
His name is Emilio.
Emilio. So Emilio proposed to Sarah a couple weeks ago. And so I knew last week or so you were off dress shopping. So it knew the date was coming close, but their wedding is scheduled for May 31st this spring. So we will be praying for them and all the preparation, and for you all as his first daughter, especially John. That's let me know how it goes, since I have a daughter too. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning as we are going through the fall and the busyness that comes alongside and being in a agricultural community. We lift up those that are out working the harvest, those that are trying to get things prepared for the winter. We ask that you would provide as you have promised. And it is always a reminder that you know our every need. And when we pray, it's not that you are now newly informed. Part of prayer is for us to remind ourselves of our dependency upon you, that you love to hear from your children, that it is not an exercise in futility, but it is an act of dependence upon you. So we thank you for listening to our prayers, that you not only hear ours as a corporate body, but individually, you hear from the The quickest prayer to the longest prayer, they each matter to you. We thank you that is because we can have a relationship with you. That's even though back in the garden, we, through our parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed. You sent your son. We are told that perhaps a good man may die for another, but your son came that while we were still his enemies, he died for us, so that we can live with you through the receiving of that gift. Thank you that his sacrifice paid the price that we could not pay. And in bringing us into your family, we now know and can relate to you as our true Father, and that as the Father of lights, you bring every good and perfect gift. Even in the trials and struggles, they come for a purpose. So Father, help us to, as we walk through those, to know that we're not walking through them alone. Even if it's unspoken, you know, and your Spirit intercedes in our behalf. Father, we lift up these requests. We're grateful for the healing you've extended to Ron. It has been a long couple of weeks, and we just pray that you continue to heal, that he would each day see an increased mobility, increased strength. And we also lift up Diane to you with her knee replacement. We just ask that you would help her in these initial days as well as in the days to come with PT and gaining strength back in that leg. Father, we lift up Gladys to you and pray that you would help her to adjust being in the nursing home, that you would be an ever-present help for her. Thank you for placing her with a roommate that maybe help ease the transition, but we just lift her up. And we also think of Anita as well, that you would lay your hand upon both of them to let them know that you are there and that you are ever concerned about them. Father, we lift up Shirley to you, ask that you would provide relief for her knee, but also now with this blood clot, that it would be resolved in a way that does not cause any other ongoing health issues. We pray that the pain would be able to subside as they anticipate it's with the resolving of the blood clot, being able to move to another knee work there. Father, we lift up Bonnie's sister Dixie to you. Ask that you would continue to heal as she has gone through back surgery. Give her comfort through maybe the long hours of trying to find a comfortable position, but also healing and strength. We are grateful for the news from Sarah and her fiance Emilio. We just ask that as they prepare for the wedding, but also as Sarah continues through school, that you help her to stay focused on her studies and be grateful for this opportunity as a family to gather as we see this couple join together, that they would truly embody that, as Ecclesiastes says, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. May your son be the center of their soon-to-be marriage. We just ask also, as we look at our world around us and as our community, we are thankful for Club Rock getting started this week. Thank you for each of the students that come, the opportunity to minister to them and their families. Just ask that you would give wisdom to each of our staff members. We also lift up the ministries we support. We focus on CEF and the work that Child Evangelism Fellowship does in our state. Thankful for the five-day clubs that they've been able to do over the summer for the state fair, and now for the clubs that get started throughout our state. Just help them as they share the gospel with the students across our state as well. We lift up our world. We lift up the persecuted church. It is far removed from us and our country, but it is an ever-present reminder before you that our brothers and sisters in Christ are facing dire circumstances. We lift up Nigeria. It has had a long history of a strong Christian tradition, and now that church is being persecuted unmercifully. And we just ask that you would, as the God of mercy, step in and resolve this, that your people would know that they aren't going through this alone. We also lift up those in Syria, those in Asia that are dealing with persecutions as well, that your underground church in North Korea and China would be able to thrive. Father, that I know they pray for us, that we would be refined as well. For it says, if judgment is to start, let it start with the household of God. So help us to live out our faith in a very bold and forthright fashion. Father, we lift up the offering we're about to receive from your people. We just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. If you'll take your hymn books, I ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing together number 541, He the Pearly Gates Will Open. As I mentioned to Pastor Jason, some of these we don't sing until we get to funerals. But because of the topic today, it's good. And we all know that these songs started in church and then worked their way. But we'll sing together, He the Pearly Gates Will Open, number 541. So great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through tests of time. He the pearly gates will open so that I may enter in, for he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sin. Like a dove when hunted, frightened, as a wounded fawn was I, broken-hearted, yet he healed me. He will heed the sinner's cry. He, the pearly gates will open so that I may enter in. For is my redemption, and forgave me all my sin. Love divine, so great and wondrous, all my sins he then forgave. I will sing his praise forever, for his blood, his power to save. He the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption, and forgave me all my sin. In life's eventide at twilight, at his door I'll knock and wait. But the precious love of Jesus, I shall enter heaven's gate. He the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption, and forgave me all my sin. You may be seated.